Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
My friends, as the upcoming election between former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris draws near, let us not be overtaken by the whirlwind of political allegiances. Psalm 15 reminds us of the kind of character God seeks: those who walk uprightly, work righteousness, and speak truth in their hearts. In a time when division and strife threaten to pull us away from our true purpose, let this psalm be our guide, calling us to align our lives with God's standards rather than the shifting tides of politics. Have you ever wondered what it truly means to walk with God? What does it take to stand firm in His presence and live a life that honors Him? Today, we look into the profound wisdom of Psalm 15, a blueprint for righteous living. I will unpack the profound truths contained in this psalm, exploring how we can apply them to our daily lives. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine a vast mountain range, its peaks shrouded in mist. At the summit of the highest peak stands a majestic temple, gleaming in the sunlight. This temple represents God's holy dwelling place. The journey to reach it is steep and challenging, but the reward is beyond measure. Just as a mountaineer must prepare meticulously for such a climb, we too must equip ourselves spiritually to enter God's secret place. Psalm 15 serves as our guide, our spiritual map for this journey. It shows us the path of righteousness that leads to communion with our Creator. Let's begin our journey by reading Psalm 15, verse 1. Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent, who may live on your holy mountain? This question sets the stage for our exploration. It invites us to examine our hearts and lives in light of God's holiness. Let us uncover the answers to these crucial questions together. My dear friends, let's begin by examining the bedrock of a godly life: integrity. Psalm 15, verse 2 tells us, "He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart." This verse lays out three key aspects of integrity: walking uprightly, walking righteousness, and speaking truth from the heart. Walking uprightly refers to our overall conduct. It's about living a life that aligns with God's standards, not just when others are watching, but in every moment. Think of it as leaving footprints of righteousness wherever we go. Our actions should reflect our faith, creating a consistent pattern of godliness. Next, we're called to work righteousness. This isn't just about avoiding wrong. It's about actively pursuing what's right. It's rolling up our sleeves and engaging in deeds that honor God and bless others. Righteousness isn't passive. It's an ongoing labor of love. Also, we're instructed to speak truth in our hearts. This goes beyond mere honesty. In our words, it's about cultivating a deep internal commitment to truth. When truth resides in our hearts, it naturally flows out in our speech and actions. My friends, integrity is not just about outward behavior. It's about aligning our hearts, minds, and actions with God's truth. It's a holistic approach to living that touches every aspect of our being. Consider the words of Proverbs 11, verse 3. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them. Integrity acts as our internal compass, guiding us through life's complex decisions. It keeps us on the right path, even when the way seems unclear. Without integrity, we're like a ship without a rudder, tossed about by the winds of circumstance and temptation. But with integrity, we have a steady hand at the helm, steering us towards God's purposes. Let's look at a biblical example of integrity in action. Consider Ezra, a lesser known but remarkable figure in the Old Testament. Ezra 7, verse 10, tells us, "For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel." Ezra didn't just study God's law. He prepared his heart to seek it, do it, and teach it. This is integrity in its purest form, aligning heart, actions, and influence with God's truth. Ezra's example challenges us to go beyond surface-level obedience. It calls us to cultivate a deep, heart-level commitment to God's ways. My friends, integrity is not about perfection. It's about a sincere commitment to growth and alignment with God's character. It's about getting up when we fall, learning from our mistakes, and pressing on towards the goal. Romans 5, verses 3 to 4 reminds us, "And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope." The journey of integrity often involves trials and challenges, but these difficulties are not roadblocks. They're opportunities for growth. They refine our character, strengthening our integrity, and deepening our hope in God. As we cultivate integrity, we become more like the one who dwells on God's holy hill. We reflect more of God's character to the world around us. Our lives become a testament to the transforming power of God's grace. Integrity also builds trust in our relationships. When people see consistency between our words and actions, they're more likely to listen to our message. Our integrity can open doors for sharing God's love with others. It can make our witness more effective and impactful. My dear friends, as we seek to dwell in God's presence, let's make integrity our foundation. Let's commit to walking uprightly, working righteousness, and speaking truth from our hearts. Let's allow God's word to shape not just our actions, but our very character. As we do, we'll find ourselves drawing closer to God's holy hill. We'll experience the joy of living in alignment with His will, and we'll become powerful witnesses to His transforming grace in our lives. Remember, integrity is a journey, not a destination. It's about progress, not perfection. So let's encourage one another in this journey, spurring each other on towards love and good deeds. I invite you to reflect on your own life. Where can you grow in integrity? How can you align your heart, mind, and actions more closely with God's truth? Let's now move on to exploring the power of words. My friends, our words have immense power. They can build up or tear down, heal or wound, bless or curse. Psalm 15, verse 3 addresses this directly. "He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend." This verse highlights three aspects of righteous speech: avoiding slander, refraining from harm, and refusing to spread rumors. Let's look deeper into each of these. First, we're called to avoid backbiting or slander. This is speaking ill of others behind their backs. It's a destructive habit that erodes trust and damages relationships. Instead, we're called to speak words that build others up. Ephesians 4, verse 29 instructs us, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." Our words should be a source of grace, not gossip. They should encourage and uplift, not tear down and destroy. Next, we're instructed not to do evil to our neighbor with our words. This goes beyond just avoiding slander. It's about actively using our speech for good. Our words can be a powerful force for blessing others. Proverbs 16, verse 24 tells us, "Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones." Imagine the impact we could have if we consistently spoke words of kindness and encouragement. How might it transform our homes, workplaces, and communities? Also, we're told not to take up a reproach against a friend. This means refusing to spread or believe negative reports about others. It's about giving others the benefit of the doubt and protecting their reputation. James 1, verse 19 advises, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." This wisdom can help us avoid hasty judgments and harmful speech. My dear friends, controlling our tongue is no easy task. James 3, verse 8 reminds us, "But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison." This might sound discouraging, but it's actually a call to rely on God's strength. We can't tame our tongues in our own power, but with God's help, we can speak words of life and truth. Let's look at a biblical example of the power of words. Consider Barnabas, whose name means son of encouragement. Acts 4, verse 36 tells us, "And Joses, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles," which is translated son of encouragement. Barnabas lived up to his name, using his words to encourage and build up others. He stood up for Paul when others were skeptical of his conversion. He advocated for John Mark after a disagreement with Paul. Barnabas understood the power of encouraging words to change lives and situations. His example challenges us to be intentional with our speech. How can we use our words to encourage others and advance God's kingdom? My friends, our words are a reflection of what's in our hearts. Luke 6, verse 45 tells us, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." If we want to change our speech, we need to allow God to transform our hearts. As we spend time in God's presence, meditating on His Word, our hearts are renewed. This renewal will naturally overflow into our speech. We'll find ourselves speaking words of truth, love, and grace more consistently. Let's also remember the power of silence. Sometimes the most godly use of our tongues is to keep them still. Proverbs 17, verse 28 wisely observes, "Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive." There's wisdom in knowing when to speak and when to listen. As we seek to dwell in God's presence, let's commit to using our words wisely. Let's purpose to speak truth in love, to encourage rather than criticize, to bless rather than curse. Let's be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Let's use our words to build bridges, not walls, to heal wounds, not inflict them, to spread love, not hate. My dear friends, I challenge you to pay attention to your words each day. Notice how you speak to others and about others. Are your words bringing life or death? Are they drawing people closer to God or pushing them away? Ask God to help you use your tongue as an instrument of righteousness. Pray for wisdom to know when to speak and when to be silent. And remember, every word we speak is an opportunity to glorify God and bless others. Let's not waste these opportunities. My friends, take a moment to reflect on your speech patterns. Where do you need God's help to speak more like one who dwells on his holy hill? Commit these areas to God in prayer, asking for his transforming power in your life. And now, let us turn our attention to living with integrity in relationships. My dear friends, our journey through Psalm 15 now brings us to the realm of relationships. How we treat others is a crucial aspect of dwelling in God's presence. Psalm 15 verses 4 to 5 give us clear guidance. In whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. These verses outline several key principles for godly relationships. Let's unpack them one by one. First, we're called to discern character and honor those who fear the Lord. This doesn't mean we treat anyone as less than human. Rather, it's about recognizing and valuing godly character.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC supply in-app only.
In others, it's about choosing our close associations wisely. Proverbs 13 verse 20 tells us, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed." The company we keep influences us more than we often realize. By honoring those who fear the Lord, we surround ourselves with positive influences. We create an environment that nurtures our spiritual growth. Next, we're instructed to keep our word, even when it costs us. This is about integrity in our commitments. It's easy to make promises when things are going well, but true character is revealed when keeping our word becomes difficult or inconvenient. Numbers 30 verse 2 reminds us, "If a man makes a vow to the Lord or swears an oath to bind himself by some agreement, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth." This principle applies not just to formal vows, but to all our commitments. When we keep our word, we reflect God's faithfulness to his promises. We build trust and demonstrate reliability in our relationships. The psalm also addresses financial integrity. We're told not to exploit others for financial gain or take bribes against the innocent. This principle extends beyond just these specific actions. It's about treating others fairly and ethically in all our dealings. Proverbs 22 verse 1 says, A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold. Our integrity is worth far more than any financial gain we might achieve through unethical means. When we treat others fairly, we demonstrate God's justice and compassion. My friends, living with integrity in relationships isn't always easy. It often requires sacrifice and self-denial, but it's a crucial part of dwelling in God's presence. Let's look at a biblical example of relational integrity. Consider Onesiphorus, who was mentioned in 2 Timothy. Paul writes in 2 Timothy 1, verses 16 to 18, "The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he arrived in Rome, he sought me out very zealously and found me. The Lord grant to him that he may find mercy from the Lord in that day. And you know very well how many ways he ministered to me at Ephesus. Onesiphorus demonstrated remarkable loyalty and kindness to Paul during his imprisonment. He wasn't ashamed to associate with Paul, despite the potential risk to himself. He went out of his way to find Paul and minister to his needs. Onesiphorus exemplifies the kind of relational integrity Psalm 15 calls us to. He honored a man who feared the Lord, kept his commitments even when it was difficult, and treated others with kindness and fairness. My dear friends, as we seek to dwell in God's presence, let's examine our relationships. Are we honoring those who fear the Lord? Are we keeping our word even when it costs us? Are we treating others fairly and ethically in all our dealings? These are challenging questions, but they're essential for our spiritual growth. Remember, our relationships are a reflection of our relationship with God. 1 John 4, verse 20 tells us, "If someone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen?" How we treat others is a tangible expression of our love for God. It's easy to claim we love God, but the real test is how we treat the people around us. As we cultivate integrity in our relationships, we'll find ourselves drawing closer to God's presence. We'll experience the joy of living in harmony with others and with God's principles. We'll become living testimonies of God's love and grace in action. My friends, I encourage you to take a close look at your relationships this week. Are there areas where you need to grow in integrity? Are there commitments you need to honor, even if it's difficult? Are there people you need to treat with more fairness and kindness? Bring these areas before God in prayer. Ask for His strength and wisdom to live out these principles in your daily life. Remember, we're not striving for perfection, but for progress. Every step towards greater integrity is a step closer to God's holy hill. I want to remind you of the beautiful promise in James 4, verse 8. "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." As we pursue integrity in our relationships, we're drawing near to God. And He, in turn, draws near to us. What an amazing privilege and motivation to live lives of integrity. My dear friends, may we all strive to be people who can dwell in God's presence. May our walk be blameless, our work righteous, and our words true. May we honor our commitments, treat others fairly, and value godly character. As we do, we'll find ourselves ascending God's holy hill, experiencing the joy of His presence in ever-increasing measure. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Creator of the heavens and the earth, Author of all that is good and holy, I come before your throne of grace with reverence and thanksgiving. Your majesty fills the heavens. Your glory spans the earth, and your love reaches to the depths of my soul. I stand in wonder at your infinite wisdom, your boundless power, and your unfailing mercy. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who was and is to come. I thank you, Lord, for your word that guides me, your presence that comforts me, and your spirit that empowers me. I'm grateful for the gift of integrity, for the strength to walk uprightly in a crooked world. Thank you for the power of words, for the ability to speak life and truth into every situation. I'm thankful for the gift of life, for the relationships you've blessed me with, for the opportunity to reflect your love to others. I am grateful for your daily provisions and benefits. Forgive me, Father, for my sins and for the times I've fallen short of your standard of integrity. Cleanse me from every hidden fault and from every secret sin that hinders my walk with you. As you forgive me, I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing all bitterness and resentment. Lord, I pray for a heart of integrity that beats in rhythm with yours. Shape my character to reflect your holiness. Mold my will to align with your purposes. Let integrity be the foundation of my life, the bedrock upon which I build my faith. I declare that I will become a person of integrity, walking blamelessly before you. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of deception and hypocrisy that seeks to corrupt my character. I bind the power of lies and half-truths in my life, declaring that truth reigns in my heart and on my lips. Father, I ask for wisdom to use my words for your glory. Let my speech be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, bringing life and not death. Give me discernment to know when to speak and when to remain silent. Help me to encourage the downhearted, to speak truth in love, and to proclaim your word with boldness. Lord, I pray for your guidance in all my relationships. Help me to honor those who fear you and to keep my commitments even when it's costly. Give me strength to treat others fairly and ethically in all my dealings. Let your love flow through me, touching lives and drawing others to your presence. I declare healing over every broken relationship in my life. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of division and strife that seeks to destroy unity among your people. In the name of Jesus, I bind the powers of gossip, slander, and harmful speech. Father, I ask for your protection against the attacks of the enemy. Shield me from every fiery dart, every scheme of the evil one. Protect my mind from lies, my heart from bitterness, and my soul from despair. I pray for healing, physical, emotional, and spiritual, for myself and for my loved ones. Let your healing power flow through every cell of my body, every corner of my mind, every chamber of my heart. Almighty God, I ask that you extend these same blessings to my loved ones. Protect them, guide them, and draw them closer to you each day. Let your integrity shine through them, your words of life flow from them, and your love be evident in all their relationships. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, Lord, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, joining our faith and lifting our voices as one before your throne. We declare that we are people of integrity, speaking words of life and reflecting your love in our relationships. Sovereign Lord, we claim victory over every obstacle and over every challenge that seeks to hinder our walk with you. We declare healing over our bodies, our minds, and our spirits, believing that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you for your protection, surrounding us like a shield, guarding our coming and going. Lord, fill us afresh through your Holy Spirit and empower us to live lives that honor you and draw others to your presence. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.